Messiah, Christmas Portions by Mark Doty. A little heat caught in gleaming rags, in shrouds of veil, torn and sun-shot swaddlings. Over the Methodist roof, two clouds propose a Zion of their own, blazing, colours of tarnish on copper, against the steely close of a coastal afternoon, December, while under the steeple the choral society prepares to perform Messiah, pouring in their best blacks and whites onto the raked stage. Not steep, really, but from here, the first pew, there a looming cloud bank of familiar angels. A neighbour who fights operatically with her girlfriend for one, and a friendly bearded clerk for a post office, tenor trapped in the body of a baritone. Altos from the A&P, soprano from the t-shirt shop. Today they're all pois, costume and purpose, conveying the right note of distance and formality. Silence in the hall, anticipatory, as if we're all about to open a gift we're not sure we'll like. How could they compete with sunset's burnished oratorio, thoughts which vanish when the violins begin? Who'd have thought they'd be so good? Every valley, proclaims the solo tenor, a sleek blonde I've seen somewhere before, the liquor store, shall be exalted, and in his handsome mouth the word is lifted and opened into more syllables than we could count, central R, dilated in a baroque melisma, liquefied, the pour of voice seems to make the unplaned landscape the text predicts the Lord will heighten and tame. This music demonstrates what it claims. Glory shall be revealed. If art's acceptable evidence, mustn't what lies behind the world be at least as beautiful as the human voice? The tenors lack confidence, and the soloists, half of them anyway, don't have the strength to found the mighty kings these passages propose. But the chorus altogether equals my burning clouds and seems itself to burn. Commingled powers deed it to a larger centering claim. These aren't anyone we know. Choiring dissolves familiarity in an uppouring rush, which will not rest, will not for a moment be still. Aren't we enlarged by the scale of what we're able to desire? Everything, the choir insists, might flame. Inside these wrappings burns another, brighter life, quickened now by song. Hear how it cascades in overlapping lapidary waves of praise. Still time to change.